Hey, is this Tobin?
This is Tobin, yeah. Is this Brendan?
Yeah, I go by Peaches on K-Bear because my last name's Peach, so they came up with that name for me.
Peach. All right, Peaches.
Yeah. Not what you'd expect with the name Peaches, right?
I mean, maybe if you were from, like, Georgia or something.
Nope, California born and raised.
Living in Idaho now?
Yeah, man, I made the big move to be doing this.
That's cool, man. I got some people that live in Idaho that made the move from California. Our original drummer, Dave Buckner, is one of them, and I'm an Austinite now. I'm a Texas man for the past 8 years, so I know how it is.
Absolutely, and yeah, there's a lot of Californians moving to Idaho, and it's making all the Idahoans mad for sure. But
yep, it happens.
Right.
It happens.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I've had so many people reach out to me ever since the Rockzilla summer tour was announced with you guys. Of course, Papa Roach, Hollywood Undead, Bad Wolves, Falling in Reverse. We're all very excited to have this show coming to Pocatello. It's been talked about nonstop. How are you guys all prepping for the tour?
Well, we haven't done any prepping yet. Although we're on the phone doing, oh my goodness. Sorry, loud noise. We're on the phone doing conference calls every week, just kind of like getting ready to pull the trigger here. Probably about 2 weeks, we're going to start, just talking about the set list, trying to figure out like some special moments that we can, have happen, maybe some guest appearances, like all that stuff that, that we always do. And, working out what's new. So we got the new album that just came out, Ego Trip, figuring out which new songs are going to be a go on this tour, all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, was there a lot of planning with all four of these bands coming together to do this? Because I know a lot of you guys are almost, I think every single one of you guys has a new album that's going to be released or has been released.
Yeah, of course. There was getting on the phone with Ronnie from Falling in Reverse. We always talk to, the guys in Bad Wolves and Hollywood Undead, of course. We've done a lot of touring with them like in the past couple of years. So it's just kind of like, let's just keep this thing going because fans are having a good time. They're coming out and loving it, So it's just, how can we keep the party going? How can we keep, having fun and our event,
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you just mentioned, Ego Trip was just released. I've been enjoying it. I've been listening personally to Liar on my morning runs almost every single time just because it's such a nice pump up song,
Yeah, yeah. Liar was actually the first song that we did for the Ego Trip, like kind of that writing era. And yeah, it's crazy because that song's been done for like 2.5, almost 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a great song.
Pre-COVID, yeah, we got in the studio and did that one. So it's a really adventurous song for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, this whole album's been very different sounding, but I've been enjoying it. Like Kill the Noise, Swerve. You've had a lot of collaborations on there with Fever 333 as well. And
yep.
The whole album's been great. I've been having positive feedback nonstop for it, people requesting it. And then 3 days ago, I saw the No Apologies music video was just released, and I watched it like 6 different times because it's such a hard-hitting music video. It kind of reminded me of the moment from Click with Adam Sandler because of the whole father thing going on in that music video. And I literally called my dad right after watching it because it hit me that hard during the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like, the whole message of it, of course, is rekindling a relationship with the father. Is that about one of you guys in the band, maybe Jacoby, maybe you or one of the other guys?
Yeah, well, definitely it's very, very close to, Jacoby. But we all share, that same, like a lot of people, it's just learning forgiveness is the main theme and moving on and strengthening, relationships. So you're not carrying, on yourself and a lot of people, it helps a lot of people when they're able to do that. It's hard to do that, but it's necessary. That song is definitely, and it's got like such a, it's got like this nostalgic feel to it too. I feel like musically, lyrically, it's one of those songs where everything just kind of comes together and it felt right. Kind of reminded us of one of our songs called Help. So, we decided to bring the whole bunny theme that we had from our video from a song called Help that was on Crooked Teeth and kind of like brought it into the future here with a No Apologies video. It's really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is the bunny outfits, because I know a lot of people in the comment section of that YouTube video, I was taking a look at them, and a lot of them were saying it reminds them of Help as well. And the bunny theme going on in there with the bunny ears, just all three characters casually wearing that. What is the meaning behind the bunny characters? Like, for, you know, just having the bunny ears on, handing over the carrots at the end of the music video?
Yeah, so it's basically, you know, with Help, that's where the whole bunny thing originated. And that was an idea that our art director, Darren, came up with. And it was kind of like a way to, like a metaphor, like a way to just represent being kind of like feeling different, like an outsider, like you're not accepted from everyone else. You know, you have these bunny ears and everyone's looking at you like, what's, you know, but, like, you like kind of look like they look down on you, but there's bunnies everywhere. You know what I mean? You're not alone. So it's just like this cool way, you know, that he came up with this like idea of like, you know, just incorporating this, the bunny family. And we just decided to run with it for the new video. And, you know, definitely it's like, for someone who doesn't know the backstory, they'd be like, you know, what is going on with the bunny thing? But yeah, it's like, it all, we set the tone and Help and carry it on and, no apologies. And who knows, we might use it as like another character, like a theme that we kind of, you know, take on into the future, because fans come out to our shows wearing bunny outfits. So that's kind of cool, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty neat to have that following and have that specific like niche and whatnot of audience members coming to your shows dressed up as bunnies. But I also had a question about another song on the album, Leave a Light On, because I do this thing called Peaches Power Ballad. I play like a softer song. It started out as a joke, but ended up becoming like a normal thing for my show. And that was kind of like a softer tune. I would love to hear more about that and the meaning behind that song.
Yeah, I mean, that was basically, so in the middle of making the record, like we had this intention to make a very like upbeat, you know, energetic record. And there was just a point in the record process where I was like, we need to kind of counter this. Like, we have to like find the moment where we completely flip the script and go in a different direction. And it's like the most vulnerable, unexpected, you know, kind of like this juxtaposition of emotions that, you know, and vibe that come in the record, you know. So it's like, what could we do to like, what kind of idea can we get going? So it was just like that idea of just an acoustic guitar and a vocal, and just, you know, you're that feeling like you're out in the middle of nowhere, like you're in the desert, you know, and there's tumbleweeds and, you know what I mean? So, and you're all alone and, you know, you're thinking these thoughts, and that's just kind of like where that song came from. And man, it's a powerful song. Like, a lot of people tell me it's their favorite. And that was the one I think we were most nervous about, because we were like, okay, are hardcore rock and roll fans going to get this? But they do, you know, they feel it. They connect with it. It's just one of those songs that's undeniable, I think.
Absolutely. Because yeah, for me, myself, I find the emotional songs to be the best songs. That's why I kind of like doing Peaches Power Ballad, because I get a lot of people texting in, calling me all the time saying they really connected with a specific song. I know when Taylor Hawkins unfortunately passed away, I played that Foo Fighters song Home, and people were drastically like in tears pretty much after hearing that. So when you hear Leave a Light On, it's a nice touch to the other amped up songs to the whole entire album. But one last question here I just wanted to ask you, because I'm always intrigued by album covers, and I love just the craziness that's going on with Ego Trip. Did one of you guys design that, or was that just pitched to you by an artist, or what's the meaning behind the album cover?
So again, our art director and our very good friend, like everybody that we work with, is somebody that we're friends with, that somebody that we've known for, you know, we go back like 20 plus years, with this guy. He used to be, you know, he's from Sacramento, same neck of the woods as us, you know, tattooed, crazy, wild, you know, get weird kind of guy. And we always just get on the phone, and he takes a lot of pictures too. So we look at his art. He'll send us like, you know, just a collage of photos that he's taken and images that he likes. And he's just like, I'm really into this weird, like abandoned theme park, you know, vibe going on. He had all these pictures. There's a specific one. It's in New Orleans. It's abandoned. So it's like, it used to be a poppin' theme park, and now it's just like overgrown with, you know, weeds and, you know, grass and bugs and animals and weird stuff. And it's just so cool to look at. And when we started writing Ego Trip, and somehow it's just like the Ego Trip, the adventure that this record takes you on, the idea of Ego Trip, it just seemed like the theme park is where we could take you on this, this abandoned theme park is where we could take you on this trip. You know what I mean? We're all trying to make sense of it as we're going along here, right? So, yeah, he came up with the whole concept with the art and the layout and everything. Very, very cool how we all tied it together. And I'm sure that that whole theme park vibe is going to be coming out some shape and other forms here in the process of this record cycle.
Absolutely. I love it. I think it's amazing. And I thank you so much, Tobin, for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hey, when we get to Idaho, come say what's up, Peach.
Of course, yeah. I'm 6'9", so you'll see me easily compared to the rest of them.
6'9" Peach. You're a giant Peach.
That's right. James and the Giant Peach is my favorite movie, you know? Nice. The BFG also.
Yep.
So, yeah, we can't wait to see August 19th, the Portnoy Health Trust Amphitheater. Wish you all the best at the start of your tour.
All right, thank you, man. You have a great day.
Hey, you too as well.
All right. See you next time. Bye.
See you next time.